We feel the effects of heavy lifting in our chest. It feels like we will burst something, a pyloric valve between our stomach and our esophagus, as I did as a teenager, acid reflux, or worse, a blood vessel. Not yet for me, I assume. Our best defense is exhaling as we tense our core muscles. However, whales have to hold their breath when diving. That safety valve is absent. They would seem to face the prospect of blown blood vessels in their brains as they dive deep, with powerful action of their tail fins driven by massive contractions of muscles around their body. The pulse of blood pressure could be so large as to burst the necessarily thin blood vessels in their brains, like ours. Yet big whales live and thrive, at least when humans aren't hunting them or some orcas. What protects them? We can't tag along and measure their blood pressure, but we can examine their anatomy and use physical models of muscular action and blood flow. Margot Lilly and colleagues at the University of British Columbia did that. Whales have a rete mirabile, a wonderful net of blood vessels that blood passes through between the heart and the brain. It has a high capacity for distending and contracting during pressure pulses. This net saves the brain from damaging pressures and also likely from nitrogen embolisms, the bends, which happen even to whales, if rarely. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.